From America, that's Amber Cascades. 2.5 till news time at 8 o'clock at WJMA Radio. Ross Hunter here till noontime today, and that's about 4 hours away. From 69, here's the Electric Indian. This is Kimo Sabe. These are your information stations, WJMA, WJMA-FM in Orange. The temperatures are 11 and 52 at 8 o'clock. The news sponsored by Altman Furniture Company, Bird Street, Orange. And here's what's new. An Associated Press voter opinion poll shows neither President Ford nor Jimmy Carter won their first campaign debate by a clear margin. But Ford gained a little more new support than did Carter. A telephone survey within 90 minutes after the debate found a draw on the question of which candidate won the nationally televised confrontation. 1,065 scientifically selected registered voters were questioned in the poll. Some 34% of them said Ford won yesterday's debate. Nearly 32% said Carter won. The rest, almost 34%, said neither candidate won or they were undecided. The poll shows Carter continues to lead in voter preference, but his margin is smaller than before the debate. Ford's support went up more than 3 percentage points, while Carter's rose more than 1 point. The International Energy Agency in Paris has accused Americans of wasting valuable energy resources because of cheap fuel prices. It says prices must rise soon if conservation is to be taken seriously. Switzerland and Canada were among the several other members criticized for their energy policies. The 19-nation organization was established on American initiative after the 1973 Arab oil embargo. It's composed of major non-communist industrialized countries. Senator Daniel Inouye says he won't fire his administrative assistant, who admittedly committed perjury while testifying before a federal grand jury. The Hawaii Democrat denies a report that the Senate Ethics Committee is pressuring him to fire the aide. The aide told a federal court last July he had accepted a $5,000 cash campaign contribution in 1973 from Gulf oil lobbyist Claude Wilde and failed to report it as required by federal law. Informed sources in Rhodesia say Prime Minister Ian Smith will announce tonight that his white minority government has agreed to hand over power to the country's black majority within 2 years. The government refuses to comment on that report. African delegates to the UN General Assembly want to spotlight the issue in southern Africa that Secretary of State Kissinger has kept in the background, white supremacy in South Africa. Africans got the Assembly's steering committee yesterday to recommend that the white South African government's policy of apartheid or racial separation be debated before the entire Assembly. The question has usually been debated in the special political committee. Western delegates went along with the move by Africans. This is WJMA Radio News.
It's a nice feeling dealing with people you trust, people who do business with pride. At Altman Furniture, you can count on us, you know we're gonna be on your side.
Nobody wants to pay for more heater than he needs, but nobody wants to be uncomfortable either. Altman Furniture Company has a line of oil heaters in a wide range of heating capacities. That way, nobody has to pay for more heater than he needs or less heater than he wants. Each of these heaters is backed by Altman's 30-year reputation for servicing what they sell. This quality line of heaters starts at only $169.95. You can count on Altman Furniture Company.
At Altman Furniture, you can count on us. You know we're gonna be on your side. You know we're gonna be on your side. We're people who do business with pride.
WJMA Radio News Times, now 8:04. Checking the weather, variable cloudiness, a little cooler through tomorrow. Highs today, the lower 80s. Lows tonight in the 50s. High temperatures tomorrow, about 70, maybe a little higher than that. Chance of rains 10% today, 20 tonight and tomorrow. Winds from the north or northeast 5 to 12 miles an hour today, easterly or northeasterly, 10 or less tonight. It's 11 and 52 in Orange this morning, and our humidity is at 93%. The news at 8, sponsored by Altman Furniture Company, Bird Street in Orange. The 8 o'clock news summary prepared by Tom Fayer of the Associated Press. I'm Ross Hunter for WJMA Radio News.
You can play the game and you can act out the part, though you know it wasn't written for you. But tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing a fool? But one thing can lead to another. It doesn't take any sacrifice. Oh, father and mother, sister and brother, if it feels nice, don't think twice. Just shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. Do as I say, yeah. Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna be much better. This is widely known. And what you plan to do with your foolish pride when you're all by yourself alone? Once you tell somebody the way that you feel, you can feel it beginning to ease. I think it's true what they say about this squeaky wheel. Always get in the grease. Better to shower
the people you love with love.
Yes, and
show them the way that you feel.
I know things are gonna be just fine if you only
Christmas pouring rain.
Music from James Taylor, WJMA. That is Shower the People. It's 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, and it's Friday morning at WJMA. Ross Hunter on duty today. We'll have Pat's Picks coming up in about 7 minutes.
What's your name? I'm so far from my home, and I'm tired. I don't want to be alone, and I need talk to me, 'cause the one that used to talk to me, well, he don't want me. See this rain, tell me what's it mean to you. Yeah, it's pretty, but to me it just meant true. I'm so sorry for being such a boy.
Susan Jacks and the Poppy Family, and a song called That's Where I Went Wrong. Music from 1970 at WJMA. We're at 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's Friday morning, the 24th of September, and football fever is in the air. It's a big football game tonight for Orange and Madison County High School football fans as the yearly rivalry commences once again. It'll be at Porterfield Park in Orange tonight. And WJMA, of course, will be on hand for all the play-by-play beginning at 7:45 tonight. Bill Little and Ted Carroll will be in the broadcast booth for us. Speaking of Orange County High School football, it's time for us to present the DeVivi Athlete of the Week Award. And this week, the award goes to a member of the Orange County High School varsity football team. We'll tell you who that is and tell you what he wins right after this.
The DeVivi Restaurant Salad Bar is open for lunch and dinner. Crisp, fresh lettuce with several choice vegetables. Salad dressings to whet every appetite. Have a DeVivi salad as the main course or mix one up to have with a meal. Whichever you choose, you're the boss. You mix your own salad the way you want it. Take the family to DeVivi's tonight or plan to entertain guests or just go yourself for a delicious meal. The DeVivi Restaurant, Route 15 South, Orange.
The DeVivi Athlete of the Week receives certificates for two chicken dinners at DeVivi's restaurant. And this week's DeVivi Athlete of the Week is Willie Alexander of the OCHS varsity football squad, who scored a touchdown on a 63-yard pass play, beautiful one, completed one of two passes and punted for 37.5-yard average as the Hornets lost to Spotsylvania last Friday night 26-14. So congratulations to Willie Alexander, the DeVivi Athlete of the Week. And Willie Alexander will be receiving certificates good for 2 chicken dinners from DeVivi's restaurant. 13 after 8 o'clock at WJMA. Want to know how the game's going to turn out tonight? In just a couple of minutes, Pat's Picks right here at WJMA. Pat not only will predict the Orange-Madison game, but other high school games, college games, and the Skins game Monday night with Philadelphia. When there is a painting job to be done, Benjamin Moore Paints from Tucker's Paint Shop in Orange will handle all your needs. Up to 1,400 decorator colors are available, and Jim Tucker's Benjamin Moore Paints are all priced down, whether you buy 1 gallon or buy 100. And Tucker's Paint Shop has brushes, rollers, paint trays, drop cloths, everything you'll need to do the job and do it the right way. Tucker's Paint Shop, Chapman Street in Orange, where they always offer you more.
Thoughtfulness is giving flowers for no special reason. Your lady is delighted when she receives flowers from Lacey's Florist just because. And now, Lacey's has the new soft, delicate silk flowers of many colors. And for fall arrangements, how about those attractive dried flowers? Stop in or phone in your order. Lacey's Florist will help you choose the flowers that will be sure to please her. Lacey's, 672-4311, or stop by on Madison Road.
Your IGA store's down to earth where you can still get your dollar's worth. And these folks treat you mighty nice while you like everything, including the price. Just listen to these words from IGA.
Table right ground beef, 69 a pound when you buy 3 pounds or more at IGA in Gordonsville and Madison. Boneless bottom round roast, 99 a pound. Red grapes, 39 a pound. 12-ounce can of Armor Treat, 89 cents. IGA in Madison and Gordonsville.
There's a 5-week-old female white pig lost on Route 617 near Unionville. 854-4611 is the telephone number to call, but if you would call that number after 11 o'clock in the morning. 11 and 52, the Orange temperatures this morning. Lots of humidity today. It's at 93%. It's now 15 minutes after 8 o'clock. That means it's time for Pat's Picks, and Pat's Picks is heard 3 times on Fridays. 8:15 in the morning, 4:15 and 6:15 in the afternoon. This is Pat's Picks, our weekly look into the crystal ball to select the winners of area high school football games, the week's big college games, and the National Football League Washington Redskins. Pat Watson is our expert picker. Pat's Picks is brought to you 3 times each Friday during football season by the Charlottesville Daily Progress, Central Virginia's daily hometown newspaper. Read about tonight's high school games tomorrow in the Daily Progress. Last week was a good week, Pat. 888.
I got lucky, Ross.
You got lucky. It's going to be a tough one this week.
Very.
There are some rough games coming up. We'll get to those games right after this.
Central Virginia's daily newspaper, The Daily Progress, has a commitment to cover sports. Each week, you'll read about the area high school games, the Virginia Big Five, the Atlantic Coast Conference, and the National Football League. For sports, turn to the sports pages of The Daily Progress. Home delivery, just $1 a week.
Home delivery of The Daily Progress is as near as your phone. Call Collect 804-295-0856. The Charlottesville Daily Progress.
Last week, you only missed one game, and that was the Virginia-William & Mary game.
Right. I thought surely that Virginia would beat William & Mary, Ross.
I thought so, too. And I was wrong on the Spotsylvania-Orange game.
Right.
You prevailed there. So far, you have picked 26 games, and you have 18 right, 8 wrong, and that's a 692 percentage.
That's very good.
That's good. Okay, this is going to be a tough week. Let's start off with a couple of high school games. How about St. Stephen's at Culpeper?
I don't know anything about St. Stephen's, but I'll pick Culpeper over St. Stephen's, Ross.
All right. What about William Monroe at Central?
That should be a real good football game, but I'll pick Central over William Monroe.
Okay. Woodbury goes on Pat's Picks this week. They'll be at Fork Union.
They won their first game, I think it was last Saturday, and I'll pick Woodbury over Fork Union.
Okay. What looks like it might be a tough game in the battlefield, Louisa will be at Spotsylvania.
Spotsylvania would have one advantage. That's the home field advantage, and I'll pick Spotsylvania over Louisa, though Louisa hadn't been beaten. But I'll still stick with Spotsylvania.
Okay, and now the tough one. The tough one. Madison at Orange. Home field advantage, any help there?
It should be a good football game, Ross. and I'll pick Madison over Orange.
You're sure you're going to stick with that?
Yes, I'll stick with that, but it's always a good football game.
Okay, now let's move on to some college games. Madison College in Harrisonburg that we have been picking each week is going to be at Hampton-Sydney, and this is a special game because it will be regionally televised by ABC. What do you pick?
I'll pick Madison College. Both of them are undefeated. And I think Hampton-Sydney, what is it, an 8-game winning streak, and Madison College?
13
games. Right. But I still pick Madison College over Hampton-Sydney. It should be a very good
game. Last year it was 3-0 Madison.
Right.
Should be a good game. How about Duke at Virginia?
Well, I'll pick Duke over Virginia this week, Ross. Virginia didn't play the football they should have played last week, or else they would have won. But I'll pick Duke over Virginia.
East Carolina will be at William & Mary.
I'll take East Carolina over William & Mary.
VMI will be at Richmond.
I don't think VMI has won a game. I'll pick Richmond over VMI.
Tech's going to take the day off, so that's an easy one. But we do have a Redskins game. They won't be playing Sunday. They'll be on Monday night, and we'll be back to talk about the Redskins after this.
Don Cronin, Gary Kramer, and Jim Novell, they all cover sports for Central Virginia's daily hometown newspaper, The Daily Progress. For full coverage of high school, college, and pro football, turn to the sports pages of The Daily Progress. Read about tonight's games tomorrow in The Daily Progress. Home delivery is only $1 a week.
Home delivery of The Daily Progress is as near as your phone. Call Collect 804-295-0856. The Charlottesville Daily Progress.
Washington Redskins will be playing the Philadelphia Eagles at Philadelphia on Monday night. I know you're a Redskins fan, Pat, but how do you think the game's going to go?
Skins played pretty good ball. Whether they played good ball or Seattle just wasn't a very good team, but they had played good the week before. I'll pick the Skins over Philadelphia, even though the Skins lost last year, I think it was, twice to the Philadelphia Eagles?
Right. What's the Skins' record on Monday Night Football, do you know?
I don't know whether they've lost a game on Monday Night Football or not.
I don't think they have.
I don't think so either.
So recapping our program, in high school football you expect wins from Culpeper, Spotsylvania, Central, Woodbury, and Madison. College football, Duke, East Carolina, Richmond, Virginia Tech has the day off, and Madison over Hampton-Sydney. And in the pros, it'll be Washington over Philadelphia.
I hope that's right.
Okay, well, your percentage is pretty good. Pat's Picks is brought to you three times each Friday during football season by the Charlottesville Daily Progress, Central Virginia's daily hometown newspaper. Read about tonight's high school games tomorrow in the Daily Progress. It's 20 and a half minutes after 8 at WJMA this morning. Variable cloudiness in our weather forecast. A little cooler through tomorrow. Highs today, lower 70s. Lows tonight in the 50s. Highs tomorrow around 70 or a little higher. There is a chance of rain. 10% today and 20% tonight and tomorrow. Winds from the north or northeast at 5 to 12 miles an hour today. Becoming easterly or northeasterly, 10 miles an hour or less tonight. It's 11 and 52 this morning in Orange, and our humidity at 95%. It's 21 after 8 o'clock WJMA time this morning. Did you stay up and watch all of the presidential debate last night? Well, as you know, WJMA was not able to bring you the Carter Ford debate. But as a special service to those of you who were not able to stay awake until the end of the debates, WJMA now presents highlights of the final few minutes of the Ford-Carter debate. Post-debate surveys of the voters indicate that Carter and Ford's handling of the audio breakdown was evenly split among voters. Ford was cited for the manner in which he mopped his forehead, and Carter gained voter support for his smile. Highlights of last night's presidential debate. Another special service right here.
As you travel down life's highway, you hear a lot of people saying, "Do things my way." They don't like the way you set your sails. saying, 'cause it's just another game they're playing. Don't be afraid to blaze another trail. Come on and write your own words and show your own colors. Come on, America, sing your own song. You're one of a kind, so step out from the others. It's people just like you that made America strong. Some people walk the ocean floor. On artificial wings they soar. They weren't afraid of trying to catch their dreams. So you've a right to sing your own song. No one else can tell you if it's right or wrong. Living your own life, that's what life means. Come on and write your own words and show your own colors. Come on, America, sing your own song. You're one of a kind, so step out from the others. It's people just like you that made America strong. Come on and write your own words and show your own colors. Just like you that made America strong. That made America strong.
That's Mark Lindsay. And I forgot the name of the song. Oh, yeah, Sing Your Own Song. That's a beer commercial. Did you know that? I bumped into that by accident one day on television. It's 25 after 8 at WJMA. We'll have news update for you at 8:30 this morning. The budget stretcher sale continues at Ricketts Drugs in Orange. Men's tube socks, assorted colors, 77 cents a pair. Rexall baby shampoo, 16 ounces for 99 cents. Buy a Rexall heating pad at Ricketts for $4.44. It's a wetproof pad with 3 positive heats. And a 48-ounce bottle of Listerine, usually $3.77. Now $1.99. Compare quality and price, then shop Ricketts Drugs during the budget stretcher sale. Ricketts Drugs on Main Street in Orange.
Datsun changes the small car world in a flash. Introducing the Datsun F10, an all-new hatchback with all the great features all together, all in one new car. Datsun F10 means front-wheel drive for power and traction, 5 speeds forward for frisky, fully independent suspension for sure footing, rack and pinion steering for precision control, plus a long list of standard features like AM/FM radio, tachometer, reclining bucket seats, and more. Datsun turns loose F10 Lightning in a sport wagon, too, with front-wheel drive, 4-speed transmission, and a flat-loading floor-to-ceiling rear door. Test drive low-priced Lightning today. The all-new F10s, hatchback and sport wagon. Datsun saves.
Datsun sedans, wagons, pickups save with a 76 from P.D. Juan Company, Orange.
A new kid on the block that has a lot of things to prove. The Bank of Louisa wants to shake your hand, make a friend of you.
We're having a grand opening celebration at the Bank of Louisa, and we're making it really worth your while to stop by and shake hands by offering free checking, Saturday banking, this Friday and Saturday, free Pepsi and hot dogs. And while you're here, sign up for the real excitement, a drawing for 5 great prizes, including a beautiful Panasonic microwave oven, a 19-inch color TV, a Remington 12-gauge automatic shotgun, a complete home stereo and tape system, and a GE digital clock radio. You need not be present to win, but you must register before October 9th at the Bank of Louisa.
A bank that has the things you want and friendly service too. The Bank of Louisa wants to shake your hand and sit right down, make a friend of you.
The Bank of Louisa, member FDIC.
Ask a friend about Firestone, Firestone, Firestone.
Tie a string around your finger if necessary, but don't forget their anniversary at Firestone in Orange. They're celebrating with big tire deals on many sports and champions for small cars. 613 size Champion Blackwall, for example, $17 plus $1.48 federal excise tax exchange. Firestone in Orange.
Firestone.
8:28 WJMA this morning. News will be next at 8:30 after Freddie Hart.
He's so sexy looking. I know from the feeling that it comes from the heart. He's loving. Every day's Thanksgiving to count all my blessings. I wouldn't know where to start. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of angel wings. Easy loving, seeing's believing. Life with you's like living in a beautiful dream. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of angel wings. Life with you's like living in a beautiful dream.
These are your information stations, WJMA, WJMA-FM, Orange. Temperatures are 14 and 58 at 8:30. The news sponsored by Rogers Masonry, North Nelson Street in Orange. Here's what's new. Results of an Associated Press Commission poll released today indicate that last night's presidential debates did little to stir the voters. Contrary to what President Ford suggested to his nationwide audience last night, Georgia Governor George Busby says he did not criticize Jimmy Carter's handling of Medicaid. Democratic Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii says he won't fire an administrative assistant who admittedly perjured himself during a grand jury probe into campaign contributions. Ford Motor Company and the United Auto Workers are reported inching closer to an agreement to end the UAW strike at Ford. Informed sources in Rhodesia predict that Ian Smith tonight will announce agreement to relinquish power, gradually, to Rhodesia's black majority. In area news, in Orange County Circuit Court yesterday, Judge Vance Fry denied a motion by Richard Sanford to move a libel suit trial against Green Publishers to another county. The judge also refused to let a jury from somewhere else come to Orange County to hear the case. Former Orange County Supervisor Chairman Richard Sanford wanted to change either the venue or venire of the case because he feels he can't get a fair trial here. But Judge Fry, after hearing seven witnesses, said it had not been proven that an impartial jury could not be impaneled in Orange. Judge Fry added that he'd like to try to select a jury for 3 or 4 days before the November 25th trial date to make sure its members are not prejudiced. He said if at that time he finds an impartial jury is impossible to find in Orange County, he may move the case to another county or bring a jury in to hear it. Richard Sanford is suing editor James W. Green, Jr. of Green Publishers for libel and slander. He's seeking $200,000 in damages. Orange County Administrator Terrell Baskerville signed $405,000 bonds Wednesday to help finance Emerson Electric's new drain cleaning equipment manufacturing from a manufacturing firm in Orange. The bonds are being sold by an underwriter in St. Louis, and the underwriter has sent $2 million to National Bank and Trust Company in Charlottesville. That bank will act as trustee for the bonds. Emerson Electric is leasing land from the Orange County Industrial Authority, which authorized the tax-free bonds. The rent that Emerson pays will pay for the bonds. Louisa County Police say they arrested some 135 pipe fitters, welders, and apprentices who refused to work at the construction site of VEPCO's North Anna nuclear power plant at Lake Anna yesterday. The pipe fitters stayed at the site to protest the firing of three pipe fitters by the project contractor, Stone and Webster Engineering. The three men were reportedly fired in connection with a fatal accident at the plant on Monday. About 500 workers staged the sit-in. Police say those arrested offered no resistance. Most were released on their own recognizance, and some out-of-state residents had $250 bail posted for them. The former executive editor of the Culpeper Star Exponent has been named editorial page editor of the Lynchburg Daily Advance. Lynchburg publisher Powell Glass said yesterday William Deal will replace the retiring A.T. Gunn. Deal was named managing editor of the Star Exponent in 64, and held the post until 74, when he became editor and general manager of the Daily Record in Long Branch, New Jersey. He returned to the Star Exponent this year. A conference that will discuss the relationship between the law and the media will be held today at the Ramada Inn in Charlottesville. Conference is called Privacy, Secrecy, Gags, and the Press, and it's sponsored by the Virginia Association of Broadcasters, the State Bar Association, and other court and journalistic organizations. Topics include availability of criminal records and gag orders issued to the press by judges who don't want trials prejudiced. A variety of experts on relations between the law and the press will be on hand, including law enforcement representatives from the state and federal governments, a managing editor of a Virginia daily newspaper, and several lawyers and bar association officials. WJMA will be attending that conference. This is WJMA Radio News. We'll check the weather after this from Rogers Masonry. The following is a public service reminder from every employee of Rogers Masonry, which has its headquarters on North Nelson Street in Orange. Tuesday, November 2nd, is Election Day. Every adult citizen of Virginia who's registered to vote will have an opportunity to help determine our country's course for the next 4 years. By choosing between the incumbent president, Gerald Ford, and the challenger, Jimmy Carter, or one of the other third-party candidates. There's also a choice between Senator Harry Byrd, Jr. and Elmo Zumwalt for one of two Senate seats in Virginia. And all House of Representative members are up for re-election. Also of importance are the several constitutional changes in Virginia. They'll be listed across the top row of the voting machine. And in Orange County, the mixed beverage option will also be on the ballot. Get out and vote on Election Day, November 2nd. A reminder in the public interest from Rogers Masonry, North Nelson Street in Orange. WJMA Radio News Times now 8:36. Variable cloudiness, a little cooler through tomorrow. High temperatures today, lower 70s, lows tonight in the 50s. Highs tomorrow will be around 70 or a little higher. Chance of rains 10% today and 20% tonight and tomorrow. Winds are going to be from the north or northeast at 5 to 12 miles an hour today, becoming easterly or northeasterly at 10 miles an hour or less tonight. This morning, 14 and 58 in Orange, our humidity 83%. I'm Ross Hunter for WJMA Radio News. We'll be right back. That's the march from the motion picture Midway. 21 before 9 o'clock is our time at WJMA on this Friday morning. Bill Little will be along with sports in 6 minutes, and we have another update on what's expected tonight for the Orange-Madison football game. Here's music from Warp, and this is Summer.
Riding round town with all the windows down. H-track playing all your favorite sounds. The rhythm of the bongos fill the park. Street musicians try.
And their song, Summer. It's 17 before 9 now, WJMA. In 2 minutes, sports time.
A good septic tank and drain field system is important to your family's health. That's why it's good to know that S&S Backhoe is in business to install new systems and keep your old one in good repair. And that's not all they do. S&S Backhoe does front-end loader work, trenching, dozer work, grading, and excavations. Really equipped to handle the big and the little jobs for individual homeowner as well as the general contractor. And the work is first class. It only takes one phone call to get S&S Backhoe on the job for you. Call Russell Stallard, 672-3804. Russell can arrange to give you free estimates on any excavation and septic tank work you want done. And he'll also tell you that S&S Backhoe works efficiently and quickly and conveniently. Better make a note of that number, 672-3804. Russell Stallard's the man to talk with at S&S Backhoe Incorporated in Orange.
At Little Fifth Avenue shops, Jackwell & Cochran Flowing Velvet Hydrophilic is sale priced. 8-ounce bottle, usually $9, now $5.75. Super Rich Night Cream, 3 3/4 ounces, also $5.75. And see the latest styles in Queen Casuals and Bobby Brooks Sportswear and Old Salem pre-washed denims at Little Fifth Avenue. Slacks, skirts, blazers, sweaters, vests, even coordinated blouses. Fall outfits for you at reasonable prices. Little Fifth Avenue shops, Orange and Louisa.
It's not a cola. It's something much, much more. It's not a root beer. There are root beers by the score. Drink Dr. Pepper, the joy of every boy and girl. It's the most original soft drink ever.
The Swan Silver Tones and Dr. Pepper, two originals. Dr. Pepper's now available in 8-pack, 16-ounce bottles.
15 before 9 in sports time at WJMA. Sports this morning sponsored by W.A. Brockman Oil Company, member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club. Bill Little is here with sports. Big football game tonight, Bill. Where do you park?
Well, you better get there early or you're going to have trouble. I know where I'm going to park, of course, but we'll get to that. We've got a whole lot of local sports coming up. But first of all, in the American League baseball action, those pennant leaders just don't seem to be able to clinch. Baltimore beat the Yankees again 2-1, and Oakland defeated Kansas City 8-1. So they remain out front, but still haven't gotten there. Boston is hot. They won over Milwaukee 10-3. It was Minnesota 3, Chicago nothing, and Texas 6, California 5. In the National League, Pittsburgh won over Chicago 5-4 in 10 innings, but the Phillies also won, so they're a little closer. Philadelphia 7, St. Louis 3. The Dodgers beat the Giants 4-1, and the Mets at Montreal postponed by rain. How about Johnny Miller? Hole-in-one at his home course, right outside his house, really. He lives on the course at Napa Valley. He shot a record 63 and has a 2-stroke lead, as in second place is veteran Don January with a 65. The University of Maryland and Indiana State College of Pennsylvania shot 386s yesterday, and they share the lead of the 72-hole Madison College Bicentennial Golf Tournament. Maryland has an 8-shot lead over Alabama in the university division. The University of Virginia trails with a 400-team score. Appalachian is fourth, and Virginia Tech is fifth. In racing, Stanley Dancer's Keystone Ore won the Little Brown Jug yesterday in Delaware, Ohio, and kept alive its hopes of sweeping the Triple Crown for Pacers. Keystone Ore won the first and third heats, collecting almost $57,000. Terrific. Also, Round Bid came on strong in the stretch to post a 1.5-length victory over Visible Difference in the main event at Monmouth. And we have this local football information coming up. Of course, the game at Porterfield Park tonight is on the agenda, but we'll have more on that after a word from the sports broadcasters.
Beat the cold this winter with a Van Oil Heater from W.A. Brockman Oil Company. Van Oil Heaters range from $220 to $300, and Billy Brockman will accept your old heater as a trade-in. And while the supply lasts, Billy is offering a new 275-gallon oil tank with the purchase of a new heater. Stay warm this winter. Heating oil available now, and ask about Watchdog Heating Oil Service. From W.A. Brockman Oil Company, Orange, 672-4200.
Well, the game of the year at Porterfield Park tonight, Madison comes to town. The Mountaineers have won 53 regular season games in a row. The Hornets have lost 2 in a row, 1-2. The Mountaineers, by the way, have tied the record set by Lane. Remember the old Lane High School team that won 53 in a row? They didn't have playoffs during those years, and Tommy Theodos was a coach then. So Tommy and Eddie Dean, two great coaches here. Of course, Paul Sizemore, one of the fine coaches in the area, is going to try to knock off those Mountaineers. So it should be a classic encounter. Coach Sizemore last night said, you better get there early because the limbs are going to be full on the trees at Porterfield Park. There will be a big crowd. And really, if you want to sit, if you have to sit or something, you really better get there awfully early. And other games tonight, and we'll have the scores for you hopefully on our broadcast. Spotsylvania will be hosting league-leading Louisa. in the only battlefield game. In the Skyline District, they have some district games. William Monroe will travel to Woodstock Central. Strasburg is at Stonewall. Elkton will visit Page County. And Montevideo hosts Luray. Other games, St. Stephen's will be in Culpeper to take on the Blue Devils. York is at Verina. And James Monroe will host Bishop Carroll. On Saturday, then, Woodbury will be at Fort Union. And we have all the Little League games on Saturday, too. Remember, this second week of the regular season, the Redskins take on the Jets and the Colts the Packers. The lightweight games start at 9:30 and the heavyweight division at 6:30. Other action, well, JV football last night in Orange, James Monroe 14, the Orange JV Stingers nothing. 14-0. Cross country today, one of the big meets of the year, Woodbury's Invitational. Orange and Madison will be participating. There's lots of other schools. They've got some terrific runners in this, and it should be a great invitational meet. 3 o'clock this afternoon, everybody who likes to run, you can't run along with the boys, but you can watch, and it should be a real good time. Well, hope we see you out at Porterfield Park tonight. Broadcast time 7:45 for the pregame show. The game itself, kickoff time at 8 o'clock, Madison at Orange. And we'll have the scoreboard for you tomorrow morning at 8:15, all the scores of all the games around the state. Ross, that's about it.
Are you going to head on over to the park now to be sure you get a good place?
Yeah, I'm going over there about 3 o'clock, and I'm going to just make sure I get the best seat in the house, right on the 50-yard line. I'm getting there at 3 o'clock.
I think you and Ted definitely have two of the best seats in the house. And we'll... Excuse me.
Yeah, we do. Fortunately, we are lucky. The Madison side, remember, seriously, fans, there's not a whole lot of seating. I would estimate maybe 300 seats at the most over on that side. So if you have to sit down, if it's important and you're not going to be able to stand, please get there real, real early.
And don't forget, bring along your transistor radio, too, because the game will be on WJMA beginning at 7:45 this evening. Sports this morning, sponsored by W.A. Brockman Oil Company, member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club. Our weather forecast looks this way. Variable cloudiness, a little cooler through tomorrow. Highs today, lower 70s. For the game tonight, lows in the 50s. Highs tomorrow, about 70, maybe a little higher. Chance of rains, 10% today, 20 tonight and tomorrow. Winds from the north or northeast at 5 to 12 miles an hour today, becoming easterly or northeasterly at 10 or less tonight. In Orange this morning, 20 and 60 the temperatures. Our humidity is at 77%. It's 8 minutes before news time at 9 o'clock. Perry Como did this one earlier this year called Just Out of Reach.
Love that runs away from me. That just won't let me be. Blues that keep on bothering me. Chains that just won't set me free. Too far away from you and all your charms. Just out of reach. Dreams.
that hurt me in my sleep, vows that we could never keep, too far away from lips so sweet and warm. Just
out of reach, Barry Como at WJMA. 5 minutes till the news at 9 this morning. This hunting season, take a good long look at your footwear, because if you're going to walk 20 miles a day after upland game, you'd better be sure your boots really fit your feet. Red Wing makes a line of boots specifically for the 20-mile-a-day hunter. Irish setters, they come in a dozen different rugged styles, insulated, water-repellent, uppers, fully lined, fully leather-lined, tough, durable, everything you could expect in a great hunting boot. Red Wing Irish setters go lace on a pair soon at Orange Sports and Hardware in the Perry Plaza Shopping Center.
Virginia Federal's new system for saving is a pass card savings account, a lot of convenience wrapped into a plastic card. It replaces your savings pass book and identifies you as a Virginia Federal customer in any office. Your deposits and withdrawals are recorded immediately. You just present your pass card. Easy as that. Stop in at Virginia Federal, Main Street and Madison Road, Orange. Open a new pass card account or convert your present passbook account. For programs that are new and practical, it's Virginia Federal.
Benoit Nurseries is ready for fall with Holland bulbs, fall mums, and plant materials for cooler weather. Look around and be sure to check out these savings. 25% off on concrete bird baths, fountains, and concrete planters. 20% discount on Scott's products. Also, 25% off on decorative straw, ceramic, and plastic containers. You'll find beautiful plants and complete landscaping services at Benoit Nurseries. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, 12 to 5 Sunday. Off Route 29 north of Charlottesville, turn at the Airport Road.
Here's a cookout tip from Safeway. The next time you're grilling hamburgers, use Safeway's regular or premium ground beef. It's just right for open fire cooking. It's the juices falling from the cooking meat into the coals that give grilled hamburgers that delicious smoky flavor. Safeway ground beef. So thoroughly guaranteed, Safeway says with confidence, if you're not completely satisfied, your money will gladly be refunded.
Once you try us, you stay.
Here's a song that's a classic. This goes back to 1961, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. This is Take Five. Thank you. These are your information stations, WJMA, WJMA-FM, Orange. Temperatures are 62 and 16 at 9, and here's what's new. Neither President Ford nor Jimmy Carter clearly won the first presidential debate, but Ford gained slightly more support than Carter did. Those conclusions are the results of an Associated Press voter opinion poll. A telephone survey within 90 minutes after the debate among a panel of 1,065 scientifically selected registered voters found a draw on the question of which candidate won the 90-minute televised confrontation. Ford won last night's debate according to 34.4% of those who watched, while 31.8% said Carter won. The rest, 33.8%, said neither man won, or they had no opinion on that question. But the margin was too small to be considered a precise indicator of national sentiment. Experts say that a sample of this size could err by nearly 3% if projected to describe all viewers in the country. Contrary to what President Ford suggested to his nationwide audience last night, Georgia Governor George Busby says he did not criticize Jimmy Carter's handling of Medicaid. During last night's debate, Ford mentioned congressional testimony Busby supposedly gave that he found Georgia Medicaid in a shambles when he became Carter's successor. An aide to the current Georgia governor says Busby was criticizing the federal handling of Medicaid and was not criticizing Carter. Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford spoke inside Philadelphia's Walnut Street Theater last night, while outside about 800 persons did some talking of their own. Protesters of various political leanings were outside the theater to state their positions for women's liberation, jobs, and other causes. Some protested the fact that the show inside the theater presented the Republican and Democratic candidates only. Democratic Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii says he won't fire an administrative assistant who admittedly perjured himself during a grand jury probe into campaign contributions. The Inouye aide said in federal court over the summer that he accepted a 1973 cash contribution from Gulf oil lobbyist and then failed to report it. Inouye says he discussed the incident with the Senate Ethics Committee, and nothing has been said to convince him to fire the aide. Ford Motor Company and the United Auto Workers are reported inching closer to agreement to end the UAW strike at Ford. Sources at Ford headquarters say two sides are closer on the union demand for increased job security. Usually, when labor talks are reaching a head, negotiators go into an all-night session, but that hasn't happened in the Ford talks yet, leading observers to believe that an agreement is not yet at hand. Informed sources in Rhodesia predict that Ian Smith tonight will announce agreement to relinquish power gradually to Rhodesia's black majority. Smith is scheduled to make a nationwide broadcast to announce what the ruling white majority has decided to do about Anglo-American proposals to turn over power. Fresh fighting in Lebanon overnight claimed at least 50 more lives and left 80 persons wounded. Each side blames the other for the escalation. In Thailand, Prime Minister Saini Pramut did a turnabout today, saying he'll form a new government within the next several days. Saini resigned yesterday under pressure from all political fronts for permitting ousted Prime Minister Thanom Kittikachorn from exile. Patricia Hearst is due in San Francisco federal court today for sentencing on her bank robbery conviction. Ms. Hearst was convicted 6 months ago, but sentencing was delayed to allow her to undergo psychiatric observation. This is WJMA Radio News.
At First Virginia Bank, we're always close by.
From Virginia. Virginia's highlands to the seacoast. In the cities, on the farms, and in the towns, there are First Virginia bankers there to help you. It's good to know they'll always be around.
There's a new team in town, the Greenback Passers, at First Virginia Bank of Orange. They have a key play to advance the cash to you for a new car. Only 9.31 annual percentage rate on new car loans. Set your goal line, choose your car, then run downfield to the loan zone at First Virginia Bank on Madison Road, Orange. Sign up with a winning team.
If there's a way to do what you want to do, First Virginia Bank will see you through.
Member FDIC.
WJMA Radio News Times, now 9:05. Variable cloudiness, a little cooler through tomorrow with highs today in the lower 70s, lows tonight in the 50s. High temperatures tomorrow around 70 or a little higher. Chance of rains 10% today, 20 tonight and tomorrow. Winds from the north or northeast at 5 to 12 miles an hour today, becoming easterly or northeasterly at 10 or less tonight. 20 and 60 in Orange this morning. Our humidity is at 77%. The news at 9, written by Associated Press news writer Dennis Esko. I'm Ross Hunter for WJMA Radio News. Don't stop believing. Olivia Newton-John. It's 9:09 at WJMA this morning.
Here's a song from 75, but a lot earlier than that, before. Fought the law and the law won. Bobby Fuller Four did that song in that magic time of Once Upon a Time. It's done by Sam Neely there. Haven't heard from Sam Neely in quite a while. He had a couple of popular songs a couple of years ago, and that's it. It's 11 and a half after 9 at WJMA. 20 and 60 are the temperatures. Fantastic savings. A clean sweep. It's the final summer clearance sale at Economy Shoe Store in Orange. Hundreds of pairs of shoes selling below cost. A group of men's shoes values to $27.99, now $10 a pair. A large table of ladies' shoes and sandals values to $17.99, $5 a pair. And Economy Shoe Store has a large rack of men's shoes values to $25.99, $5 and $10 a pair. Racks of shoes, tables of shoes, boxes of shoes. All low-priced during the clean sweep sale at Economy Shoe Store, Main Street, Orange.
I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow. I can sing a rainbow.
People who work at American Silk Mills in Orange are artists in a sense. They practice the art of weaving fabrics, which provide the incentive for some of America's most popular women's wear. Each day at the House of Rainbows, thousands of yards of fabric are woven, carefully inspected to assure quality for which American silk is famous. American Silk Mills fabrics can be found in wide selections of women's wear and in home sewing departments. And it all begins right here in Orange. Visit the Mill End store and see and buy original fabrics woven at American Silk Mills. Entrance at the rear of the mill open 9 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. Start sewing your new draperies with antique satin material in all colors. First grade, 180 a yard. Second grade, 140 a yard. Or try the beautiful silk tone at 185 a yard. American Silk Mills, the House of Rainbows, building for a future which looks very bright.
Tonight, the most important high school football game in this part of Virginia, the great rivalry between the Orange High Hornets and the Madison Mountaineers. Madison has already tied the state record for the most consecutive regular season wins, 53, so a Madison win tonight would go into the record books. And Orange has its best team in a number of years to challenge the Mountaineers. Kickoff tonight at 8 at Porterfield Park with a pregame show at 7:45 on WJMA, AM, and FM.
Selections as wide as the land.
Dollar General Stores, the nation's largest dollar chain, has three locations in this area to serve you: Orange, Gordonsville, and Louisa. Dollar General Stores has wearables for the entire family, housewares, health and beauty aids, cleaning items, and shoes. And Dollar General offers the lowest prices in town with satisfaction guaranteed on all purchases. Dollar General, where your dollar makes sense. Gordonsville, Louisa, and Orange.
It's 14 and a half after 9 o'clock, and now time for the morning bulletin board. The lost and found has a female black dog found in the area of Orange County Airport, 672-1003. Four keys on a ring are lost in Orange. If you found them, please leave them at the Orange Police Office. A male red tick coonhound is lost in the Unionville area. He's wearing a collar with name tag. 825-3982 if you found him. A 5-week-old female white pig lost on Route 617 near Unionville, 854-4166, after 11 in the morning. Two male beagles are lost near Linden Farm in the Rapidan area. One has a flea collar, the other a flea collar and a collar with a name plate. Two numbers to call, 672-5555, or after 5 o'clock, 672-2345. A female walker hound is lost in the Pates area. She's white with brown spots, wearing a collar and name tag. If found, 854-4037. Of special interest to members of the Orange County Historical Society, the Society picnic scheduled for 6:30 this evening has been canceled. Revival services are finishing up tonight at Nazareth Baptist Church in Orange. 7:30, David Durham the guest speaker, and a choir tonight too. It's going to be a hawk watch on Saturday at Loft Mountain. For more info, 832-3196 or 672-2758. The Willing Workers Club of Mount Holy Baptist Church are going to have a rummage sale, and there they will sell dinners tomorrow at the church. An informal fashion modeling will be presented tomorrow from noon to 2 at President Madison Inn Dining Room in Orange. Fashions by Leggett and Little Fifth Avenue Shop. The Zenits of Cobham will present a program at Union Baptist Church in Gordonsville Saturday night at 7:30. Proceeds will benefit the Woman's Club. Piedmont Sportsman's Club will sponsor National Hunting and Fishing Day observance on Sunday starting at 10 in the morning at Bowler's Mill Lake. Events and exhibitions for everyone and no admission charge. Contact Ed Tucker, 832-3848, for more information. Homecoming Day Sunday at Mount Zion United Methodist Church in Oak Park. Morning services begin at 11:45 with Dr. Harvey Ashby as the guest speaker. Dinner follows the service. Homecoming Day Sunday at Gordonsville Pentecostal Holiness Church. Dinner on the grounds at 1:30. Special singing in the afternoon. It's going to be a Family and Friends Day at Mount Zion Baptist Church, Locust Grove, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Shady Grove 4 of Shady Grove Baptist Church celebrate their 28th anniversary Sunday night at 7. Guests will be the Young Men's Jubilee Chorus of Washington, D.C. Reverend Sister Rudd and the Gospel Pearls present a program at Mount Holy Baptist Church in Unionville Sunday night at 7, sponsored by the Willing Workers Club. The Yancey Brothers present a program at Bethel Baptist Church, Unionville, Sunday night at 7:30. It's going to be a gospel sing at Antioch Baptist Church, Unionville, Sunday night at 7:30. Featured performer, Donna Stoneman, accompanied by Kathy Manzer. Madison Elementary School PTA open house at the school Monday night at 7:30. And the correct date for the September Blue Ridge Feeder Pig Sale is the 28th, not the 21st. Sale is the 28th at 7, Madison Livestock Market. And that's it for the bulletin board this morning. If you have something for us, civic, social, religious, fraternal, non-commercial activity, and you'd like it mentioned right here on the radio, let us know about it. Send a card or letter to Bulletin Board, WJMA Radio, Box 271 in Orange, zip code 22960. 18 and a half after 9 o'clock, let's check the weather. Variable cloudiness, a bit cooler through tomorrow. Highs today lower 70s, lows tonight in the 50s. Highs tomorrow around 70 or a little higher. Chance of rains 10% today, 20 tonight and tomorrow. Winds from the north or northeast at 5 to 12 miles an hour today, becoming easterly or northeasterly at 10 or less tonight. It's now 62, and that is 17 Celsius, and our humidity 75% this morning. Here's music from Harriet Shock.
You make me strong. You make me think a little too much, and that makes me long for the way your hand looks resting on my knee, for the way a friend looks when he's looking at me.
Music there is from Harriet Shock, and that comes from her album called You Don't Know What You're In For, and that is We're Better Friends.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time.
Here's Johnny Mathis.
Steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars prime. Always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. Inspiration. Look backwards.
stardust of the song beside a garden wall when stars are bright. You are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses grew.
Stardust and the music from John Mathis at WJMA. It's 25 minutes after 9 o'clock at 9:30 this morning, our new and expanded swap shop.
Last year at this time, L&W Ford had over 30 new 1975s they hadn't sold just before the new 1976 models went on display. This year, L&W Ford has just 8 1976s as it comes time to show the 77s. 8, that's all. 1 Monarch, 1 Granada, 1 Mustang, 3 Pintos, 1 Bobcat, and 1 1976 van. Because sales of 76 Fords and Mercurys have been so exceptional, Claude Tanner and Willie Fred Lee have been authorized to sell those last 8 units hundreds of dollars below sticker price. Now, I'm not at liberty to tell you the exact prices on those cars because it just depends on trade-ins and financing arrangements and cash payment and lots of other things, but L&W Ford is making honest-to-goodness deals. Don't wait. There are only 8 new Fords and Mercurys 76s at L&W Ford Orange.
Now at IGA, they believe in treating you right and trying to please. Folks have grown to trust their name. When you shop there, you'll do the same. Listen to this good news from IGA.
Fully cooked smoked hams, 15 to 18 pounds. Shank portions, 79 a pound at IGA in Madison and Gordonsville. Valleydale pork sausage, 79 cents for the pound package. Carrots are 17 a pound. 20-ounce Windex refill, 49 cents. IGA, Gordonsville and Madison.
Time for the following program, paid for by Faith Bible Baptist Church of Unionville.
Hello there. My name is Grayson Delano. I'm the pastor of Faith Bible Baptist Church, and I'd like to share with you this morning from John chapter 15, verse 5. And the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking, and he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Watchman Nee was asked one time the question, what are you learning these days?